What's up, everybody? Welcome to another First Impressions at Kind of Funny. I'm one of your hosts, Greg Miller, alongside the boss baby, the number one Trivia Royale member of Kind of Funny, Barrett Courtney.
Well, what's up, Greg? How are we doing?
I'm good. How are you, man?
I'm doing well.
I want to say I'm very proud of you. I'm glad you could take time away from your Trivia Royale schedule. I know you're a professional career now. Well, how many wins are you at overall in Trivia Royale?
In the video game category, I would say I'm at, like, I think 100 wins. In the main Trivia Royale, unfortunately, zero. I got second place.
That's the one. We're all chasing that.
And that's the thing. Like, it'll once I get a dub in Trivia Royale, like the main game, I think I can, like, let go of the game. That's all I need. Sure, that makes sense.
Yeah. We'll see if that actually happens. If you have no idea what we're talking about, check out the Kind of Funny Games cast where we talk about our new obsession. But enough about that. You're here because you want to hear about Watch Dogs Legion. Ladies and gentlemen, Barrett and myself got to play hours of Watch Dogs Legion. What I want to tell you before we get any further, though, is that we are currently recording this. We've played it this week. We already told you that. We are recording this Friday before Ubisoft Forward on Sunday, meaning that we don't know what they're going to show at Ubisoft Forward. So if we cover something they talked about there, sorry. They didn't tell us a release date, so I assume there's no release date at Ubisoft Forward either, but maybe there was.
Yeah.
This is more about our hands-on impressions and stuff. You'll be seeing Barrett's gameplay as well as we go here, if everything goes right. Otherwise, just random ass B-roll. Who cares? Barrett, I'll start at the top. Watch Dogs Legion, what did you think?
This was an interesting one. I feel like you were really into Watch Dogs 2 from what I remember, right?
Loved Watch Dogs 2.
And I played both games. I don't think I beat either games when they came out, but I did put a significant amount into both of them just because I do love the premise of being a hacker, essentially just being in a GTA-like open world where hacking is your primary tool. And I really liked, of course, Watch Dogs 2. Made a lot of great improvements from Watch Dogs 1. And it gave it, like, there's not a lot of, like, for want of a better word, life in the first Watch Dogs. There was a
100%
newfound life in Watch Dogs 2. You know, us living in San Francisco is really cool to explore the Bay Area, see some familiar places and stuff like that. And so going into Watch Dogs Legion, into the demo, of course, with the premise this time around, the new thing being you can recruit anyone to be a part of DedSec. You're not just playing as one character anymore. You can go throughout all of London and recruit anybody to your team, play as all of those characters. And so going into this, I didn't really know what to expect. But then getting into it, I was like, okay, yeah, like a moment-to-moment gameplay. It feels like the Watch Dogs that I do remember from Watch Dogs 2. Very fun, a lot of humor that made me chuckle. I don't know if it's good humor, but like there are a lot of characters that we met throughout our demo that I really appreciated the one-liners that they're coming up with. And it was really cool seeing, like, no matter like who I was recruiting, they all felt like they had their own personality. And so on that level, I really enjoyed it. And the gameplay level is like, all right, yeah, this is like a lot of the same Watch Dogs that we've seen before in Watch Dogs 2. The real standout, though, is in the gameplay aspect, being able to recruit anybody and having different abilities for different characters, and having certain abilities that totally break level design and stuff that, like, really put you in the, like, mindset of, like, stealth gameplay and, like, a lot of stealth games that I like Dishonored and stuff like that. You could do, like, any kind of gameplay style. You can go and try to go in guns blazing and see if that works, but, like, really play around with, like, where you can sneak around. If you want to bring down, like, the really big drone that can carry you and call that down and be able to just fly around on that. I flew around on that thing just, like, for way too long. I was way too dedicated to, like, getting it into buildings, like, getting into, like, garages and stuff like that. And just that aspect was really, really fun because I felt like it encouraged me to play around with a lot of different things.
The vastness of it.
More so than I would say, like, Watch Dogs 2 did. I remember, like, one of the main, like, complaints or whatever of Watch Dogs 2 being it's kind of weird that they're all, like, millennial early 20s kids that are like laughing and like being buds and then using guns to kill people like 5 minutes later. Whereas this, I feel like a little bit of that is fixed because these are like more like adult people. You have like one of the, I forget if it was different. I don't know if it was different for every demo, but like one of the people I had automatically recruited was like, it was like a bounty hunter. Yeah. Spy and stuff.
I had a female spy on my team. Yeah.
Yeah. And so like it felt like a little more toned down, like character wise, than Watch Dogs 2 to like make it feel like, oh yeah, like maybe these people would kill a couple people to try to get what they need to
free London. I can jump in, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is the thing that I think lots of people had a problem with Watch Dogs 2. Was, I remember, I think it was Mitch Dyer, and he was talking about narrative dissidence. Mm. And I remember joining a party chat when it was me, Mitch, and our friend James all playing, and we were all playing single player games, obviously. But we joined a party and we're talking, and I was going on and blah, blah, blah. And then Mitch was like, oh, hold on, I gotta take these guys out with my rubber bullets. And I remember going, you have rubber bullets? I haven't unlocked those. He's like, no, I have real bullets. I just have to make up a story for why this happens. And I was like, oh, like why Marcus would kill someone in Watch Dogs 2.
Yep.
And I was like, oh, that's fascinating because my Marcus never shoots anybody. Mm-hmm. He just walks up, crisscross applesauce, breaks out his laptop and takes everybody down from outside.
Yep.
And that was this interesting thing of playing the same game, but Mitch having to come up with his own story hooks as to why this was happening this way, whereas I let the character of Marcus fence in my gameplay. Mm-hmm. And I feel you're right on the money with what I took away from the Watch Dogs Legion demo was the fact that in that opening cutscene slash gameplay, the opening, you know, the prelude to actually getting into the game right before the big splash title, what we got to play, immediately set the stakes and made me care. That is, since they announced Watch Dogs Legion and since I got to play it last E3, like my problem's been, yeah, the tech's cool. This sounds great. But if everybody's the main character, if anybody can be in every cutscene, like what's our motivating factor? And in Watch Dogs 2, of course, it was DedSec, fuck the man, we're going to watch this bootleg trailer we just stole early and we're going to share it to everybody and fuck Google. And it was like, that was cool and it made a fun game. But this one literally starts with like a terrorist attack, right? And you know, you start as the MI6 operative or whatever, you know, James Bond kind of guy. You go through, the plot's revealed, the terror attack goes off in London, DedSec is blamed. And you, through this, you know, really great, I think, opening cutscene, whatever, get everything sped up that you see this, you know, private military corporation Albion come in and take over and set up like a military state. And so by the time we got to boom, we're in the driver's seat again, let's go, I understood the motivation. I saw DedSec, I really think, graduate from being a man, we're hackers and my eyes light up and you can read them, which was cool, don't get me wrong, but to, hey, here is a more, not mature by any stretch of the imagination, it's still goofy as fuck and it's still Watch Dogs and it's still one-liners and jokes and stuff, but we're giving you context for why you would be out on this thing and why the stakes are so high and why I think more than ever, the narrative of, hey, you have everybody in the world makes sense. Where I was playing and it was like, I was initially doing all my quests like I would as Marcus, where I started with a hacker and I just, you know, sat outside, set in my spider drone, did all my stuff. But then when I used the MI6 operative that was on the team and one of her special abilities was the James Bond spy car that can like shoot rockets and stuff. Oh, and nice. I was like, oh, and suddenly it was this thing of like, this isn't DedSec anymore. This is Ocean's 11. This mm-hmm. is let's recruit a motley crew and have them all for different things to go do. And that gets me excited.
Yeah. Like being like having the amount of like, it's crazy. Like I knew that was a character that you could recruit. I didn't see that character of being able to get the James Bond car. I didn't see that at all in my demo. But yeah, like they kind of give you any type of character that you would want for like kind of whatever gameplay you would want, which I think is really cool. And in a weird way, like just really quick, I want to give the cool example of if you would want to sneak into a construction site, you could recruit a construction worker and just like walk in and the enemy factions wouldn't detect you because of course a construction
you're supposed to be
there. Exactly. Yeah. And I thought that was like a really cool idea. And there's all these little things like that throughout the game that get introduced to you that really remind, because like Let me take you back, Greg Miller. Let me take you back.
Let's go. I'm shutting my eyes.
There was this era of Assassin's Creed early on, right, where they were kind of building up with the Desmond Miles story and all that cool stuff. And we were hoping, some of us, that we were going to, at one point, get a full modern-day Assassin's Creed.
Get to the modern day. I was right there with you. Yeah, hell yeah.
And then they kind of backpedaled on that, focused, put more focus on the like the stories of the past and stuff, which I think worked for Assassin's Creed and what Assassin's Creed needed. But there's something about Watch Dogs Legion, and I've been thinking about this for the last couple of days. Like, it feels like it might be the closest we get to a modern day Assassin's Creed, if that makes any sense.
Sure.
Not just with the fun Assassin's Creed Easter egg I saw. I don't know if you ever got to it, where if you jump off of a building, jump into water, you actually do like the assassin's dive from
Leap of Faith. Yeah.
And it was so cool, and I laughed really hard, and the demoist who was with me laughed on their side, and they're like, it never gets old to see people react to that. So that was really fun. But like the recruiting anybody reminds me of like Assassin's Creed 2 and Assassin's Creed Brotherhood, where you're playing as Ezio and building your creed and stuff, and you got to do a little bit with those recruitments of like sending them off on like the little mini game, where that you send them off on missions into like other countries and stuff, and then you especially in like Brotherhood, you could use them a little more, where you could call them into missions that you were on, so they could take out enemies and stuff like that.
I remember,
like, this really feels a lot like that, in a very like, not like one-to-one, but it felt like a much more modern kind of version of that, of like being able to recruit like the team that you want and use their different abilities for any different play style. If you want to be sneaky as hell, I don't know. It was, the more I talk about Watch Dogs now, the more I'm liking it, because like when I came off of the demo a couple days ago, I was like, yeah, okay, that was more Watch Dogs. But like the more I'm thinking about it, and like the more I realize like how much they have open for you, it's like, oh man, there's like a lot of cool things in here that will be really be fun to play around with when the game comes out.
It's the specialization, right? That's the thing where I do think that I'm going to get in there and I'm going to get a hacker, and I imagine that'll be the main person I use, because it still is, like you're talking about, very much Watch Dogs of, you know, you need to go in there and steal this information off of this mainframe. So, you know, I would go sit out front, send in the spider bot, cloak, uncloak, distract, choke people out or whatever, zap them, get the information and get out. But then it's going to be like the construction worker, right? For that one, I did switch, you know, I walked up to the construction site. I was like, oh, right, duh, that's already on my team. Switched to that person. They put me, you know, pretty just a block away, ran over with that person, ran in, did the mission. I feel like later on, I don't know if you got it in your demo, I recruited an Albion guard who we then flipped, and he's like, yeah, you know, I renounce Albion, but he kept the outfit so that he could go into Albion places and from a distance be okay. If people got up to him, like, wait, you're that guy, so that you couldn't get close to him. But it's that idea of like, that's a great one, obviously. Start recruit people for specific things so that when you see that, you're like, oh, this is what I'm going
to
do.
And to give context, Albion is like the, I don't know if they're
private military group.
Yeah, they're the private military group that's taken over to London.
Exactly.
And yeah, I remember getting to that as well. And it made me think of like the, not endless, but like all the opportunities that we're going to be able to take with finding so many random people throughout the world that will help like our playthrough of the game.
Sure.
One thing I do also want to shout out is early on in my demo, because it had been a couple of years since I'd played Watch Dogs, so there's a lot of like, there's a little bit of a relearning curve for me. And early on, one of the people that I had recruited was not killed, but they were severely injured. And so they got sent to the hospital, and then I couldn't play as them for like a certain amount of time, like 30 minutes or something like that. And one of the cool systems that was being explained to me at the time was, if I had like someone who was a nurse or someone on my team, just if I had them recruited, they would speed up the time that it would take that person who is down to heal. Same with people who get arrested. Like if you get arrested and you have a cop, or I think it's a cop, maybe someone else,
maybe
a prosecutor or whatever. If you have them on your side, their whole like whatever time that they have to spend in jail is also reduced and stuff like that. Like there's so many cool little
that's really smart
things, and it like reminds me of like. I don't know if it's the best comparison, but almost like a tabletop RPG where you're building these characters and like all, again, like all of the different unique things that they can do. And it's super cool. And again, like the more I talk about it, the more I'm excited about it.
And it's that thing, you know, walking around, you can look at anybody, like you can recruit anybody, like we said. So when you're walking, you know, you just tap. I think L1 is your quick fire, everything. You hold it to hack and do different things you can do.
Yeah.
But, you know, you tap on people and you get their little bio and it shows you what their skills are, like what they're, what they think of dead sex, so how easy it would be to recruit them.
And just like other personality traits that I absolutely love.
Totally,
I
ran the goofy watchdog stuff. Right?
I ran into an old lady who was really into rap battles and like underground hip hop, which is really, really funny.
And so on top of that, look, there's those people are everybody on the street. But then on top of that, there's like VIP people you can recruit that have like super special skills. And I went after a beekeeper. I don't know if you did this one.
No, I was tempted by the beekeeper, though.
Yeah, right. There's just little things. And I ran over there. And one of the things, the beekeeper has this like, you know, special ability of like, the, you know, the robot swarm of like little mechanical bees that can go like hack and like look into shit. So I went to her, right, and recruit her. But like before she joins you, she needs help. And it was like, her mission was really interesting. Of, you know, she worked, she used to work at the, she's obviously developing these like weird AI bees or whatever. She used to work at this one place. They're, you know, stealing her. They fired her but kept her research. They're gonna militarize it, so you need to go and erase all that. Went and did that. She becomes the main character, started playing as her. Then it was like one of the main story beats, so we went back to DedSec HQ, right? Mm. And you walk in there and all of your characters that are on your team are there assembled for this big mission briefing. She's the one talking because she's the one you went in as to play as, and then you all disperse to go out and do it again. And it's like, yeah, like fuck yeah, this is like a really cool idea for this in terms of like, yeah, why not have this motley crew that can do anything, find the people I actually want to have them go do stuff, and then roll out that way.
And like I love how invested you have to get into the recruitment system. Like you can't just go out to them and be like, yo, join DedSec, and they're like, okay. You do have like, there's usually something that's related to Albion or something else that you have to take care of for them to join your team. And I feel like those missions, even though they're kind of like side recruitment missions, they're always presented like it's like a main kind of story mission or something like that. Maybe not with all the full presentation of cutscenes and stuff, but it feels like this big investment. That
it matters.
Yeah. And once you get them on your side, you're like, oh, fuck yeah. Like they're part of the crew. And it is really cool and satisfying when you see them like all in their like loungewear in the hideout and they're all hanging out and like they come together for a plan. Like that was really cool.
Real quick for the loungewear, that's one of the things I'm the most excited about is, of course, customization is all I care about in most games, and they have all these different stores.
Oh, yeah.
So when I hone in on what my like gang's outfit is going to be for DedSec and everybody's in their matching like outfits ready to roll, I'm going to be pretty stoked.
Yeah, that's going to be awesome. And I love the DedSec hideout. I didn't spend a lot of time in there, but I drank a little beer and walked around
in the back of a bar.
Yeah, got a little drunk, and then I messed around with the camera in the game as well. There's like a little photo booth that you can go to in DedSec,
okay,
and you can take like pictures like with your entire team. I'm sure there'll like be different environments that you can unlock, but like the environment I had, like we were in front of like the statue and we're all like all posing, and I could like change people out and like give them all different like emotions and stuff like that. That was really cool. And yeah, it was little things like that that I know I'm going to spend so much time like fucking around with.
I think, you know, we're really positive and talking about it because we're really positive and excited for it.
Yeah.
I think if I was going to come out and talk about cons, negatives, and stuff like that, like playing it, I was like, oh yeah, this is Watch Dogs. Like that would be the thing where I think if you thought, which I did at times for sure, Watch Dogs 2 was stiff or like animations were stiff or facial, you know, quality or whatever, like that didn't get to, you know, this range. It's the exact same where it's like I'm playing and it's like, oh, this is Watch Dogs. Now, granted, again, recruit anybody in the fucking world, like you're gonna have concessions there on what you can do. But even like, you know, the leap of faith for that, I remember when it happened in my game and I was like, oof, like I understand and it's funny and I laugh too, but I was like, it doesn't look good, you know what I mean? Not, and again, not that it's a backbreaker for me.
And also to give a little more context, because of the work from home, we're also demoing these games like over the cloud and stuff like that. To give a little more context, who knows like what we'll see in the final finish when we're on consoles, when it's actually fully released and stuff like that.
But it's that thing that of like, you know, the way I remember Watch Dogs 2 is what this played like and felt like, which again, great. Yeah, it's similar to a conversation we were having on Games Daily today about Far Cry, where it's like, okay, man, they keep making Far Cries and it's hard to get excited about because they all feel like Far Cry. But you know, it, when we compared that to Borderlands, like there was, you know, 7 years between Borderlands. So it was, even though Borderlands 3 doesn't feel like a game changer, you're like, oh, that's good. I'm hungry for more Watch Dogs.
Yeah.
I had a great time playing this demo. Like, I want more. Not to mention, and this sounds, I'm sure, ridiculous when you everybody plays different games, but when it was like, all right, go over to this point, and I stole a car and started driving the car, I was like, when is the last time I stole a car and drove a car in an open world game? When that used to be like thing for, you know, everywhere, but now it's horses. It's Odyssey's horse, right? Yep. It's Origins camel. It's the horse in Ghost of Tsushima. It was like, oh man, I'm back in a car and I have to drive on the other side of the road. This is weird.
Yeah. So I'd say like the only thing left that I have to say is, which I'm sure people like are wondering if like what are our hype levels now playing it? And like, do we think people will, like, do we think we should suggest this game with what we've played? And, like, I think my thing is, if you liked Watch Dogs 2, I think you're going to have, like, a little more expanded of that same experience, but some more goodies to make it feel more fulfilling. And for people who might have been interested in Watch Dogs, like the premise and like what the idea of it is, I do think Legion might be the whenever it comes out might be the time to jump in, because I think it's out of the entire series that we've seen so far, I think Legion is doing the most interesting stuff in the series. So that's kind of where that's where I'm at right now.
Yeah, I think if you like Watch Dogs 2, you're going to like this. Mm-hmm. I think that, yeah, if you skip Watch Dogs 2, which none of you should have played it. It was a great game. But if it was like, oh, the tone doesn't seem right or something like that, I think this sets it up in a really interesting way where it does make sense of why there would be this resistance and why people would be willing to join it and why if you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours kind of thing and how this whole trade-off system would work. And, I mean, granted, you know, we played, what was it, 3 hours, 3.5, something like that?
I think it is something 3.5, 4 hours or something like that.
Yeah, like, so we've seen just a glimpse of it. It was that it did things I wasn't expecting. Like, we haven't talked about that power routing mini game, or, you know what I mean, like going in there and having to spin it like every other game you've ever done where you have to reroute power. But to did you do this, actually? I guess I should.
Yeah, like, I did it in the world.
This was just an open world demo. Yeah, it was like, go do what you want to do.
Didn't we get that in Watch Dogs 2? Maybe not in like the world itself, but I felt like that was like a thing that we that when I got to that, I was like, oh yeah, this is a Watch Dogs thing. Maybe not. I don't know.
Oh really? I remember. If maybe it's coming off. It reminded me so much of Half-Life Alyx. We're spinning the things to reroute the power to do the stuff. But even beyond that, the puzzle seemed more complex. There was more going on to them than it did in what I would have remembered from it. But maybe I'm completely wrong. But again, I think it is the fact that there's just so much packed into that game. And to your point from earlier, like, the way you play, it'll be completely different than the way I play it, and your team, and you'll have all these different things and how you took on the mission. You know what I mean? Like the guy who was supervising my demo broke in at one point. He's like, oh man, you do have played Watch Dogs, right? Because I hacked the whole main mission from the outside, got what I needed, and then walked down these elevated railroad tracks, looked across the way and hacked the, you know, power company's box to come over to then come up and get me to then bring me back down. And he's like, that's a pro move. I'm like, hey man, that's all I know how to play this game. I'm not the run in there with an Uzi, shoot everybody and get out.
Right.
Yeah. So that's Watch Dogs Legions. Watch Dogs Legion. Sorry, it's the end of a long day for me. Ladies and gentlemen, what did you think of the Ubisoft Forward presentation? I don't know what we thought of it because we haven't done it yet, but we have a watch along on youtube.com/kindoffunnygames where you can go see what we thought. If you're watching this live as it's posted, we might still be live on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames with our post show reaction. If not, that's on the Gamescast feed. That's on the youtube.com/kindoffunnygames. There is Ubisoft content for days and days and days and days. And if this is the first time you found us, welcome. We're Kind of Funny Games. We have Kind of Funny Games Daily every day. We have the Gamescast. We have a million other things. Maybe you know, maybe you don't, but now you do. So like, subscribe, share, and know. Until next time, it's been our pleasure to serve you.